Tracy Bedrosian is a postdoctoral researcher at the Salk Institute in San Diego, California. She conducted a study that looked at the effects of light exposure at night while she was a doctoral student in neuroscience at Ohio State University.
People are being exposed to light at all different times of day. We've created sort of a 24-hour society. And some converging evidence from different fields of science and medicine have started to suggest that having light exposure at the wrong time of day can actually have negative effects on your health. And some epidemiological studies have even suggested that mood disorders can be exacerbated by exposure to light at night.
Hamsters were used to look at the effects of chronic exposure to dim light at night, which people might be exposed to in their homes from televisions, computers, or e-readers. The hamsters were divided into four groups. They were kept in environments lighted by either white, blue, or red light, while a control group was kept in darkness.
After 4 weeks of exposure to those lighting conditions, we tested the hamsters in different behavioral tests of depressive-like responses.
One was a test of sucrose preference.
We let the hamsters have a choice of drinking their normal tap water or a sweetened solution of sugar water. And usually they love to drink the sugar water, and they'll drink it in much higher levels than their standard tap water. But in our case, hamsters that were exposed to white light or blue light at night tended to drink much less of the sugar water. In fact, it was about 50-50 when they had a choice between the two, tap water or sugar water.
The hamsters chose sugar water half of the time when there was a choice between the two.
To us, that suggests something that looks sort of like a depression symptom in humans would look. Anhedonia is one major symptom, which is the loss of pleasure and something that one used to enjoy.
The hamsters are nocturnal, so the light manipulation took place during their normal waking hours. However, Bedrosian says that for humans, excessive exposure to light at night can affect health and mood and cause weight gain, as well as disrupt sleep and metabolism. Though the red light did not have a positive effect on the hamsters, it did not produce the negative effects caused by the blue and white light.
The cells in the retina that project to the circadian rhythm center in the brain, your body's biological clock, are highly sensitive to blue light, but much less sensitive to red light.
Jim Flynn enjoys the look of red light. Flynn is the owner of the Elbow Room, a tavern on Cervantes Street in Pensacola. Its interior has looked the same since the day it opened on October 3, 1963, including its characteristic red lighting.
I was in the Navy, and I was stationed on board ship, and our home port was Villa France, which is between Nice and Monte Carlo on the French Riviera. There was a nightclub in Nice called the Le Gorille, or the Gorilla Club. It was a cellar club. It didn't have red lights, but it had red walls and carpet and tablecloths and stuff like that. And that's probably how I fell in love with that.
Flynn says that red light has benefits.
Years later, I found out that red is the most complementary color to the human complexion. It covers up wrinkles, it covers up freckles, it makes you look younger. So where blue makes you look ghosty. And a lot of people like red. It makes it a warm, fuzzy color. I read somewhere where some people make them mad or want to fight or something, but I've never found anybody that like that.
Again, researcher Tracy Bedrosian says there are ways to reduce the effects of exposure to blue and white light.
It's possible that shift workers and people that are just exposed to a lot of light at night might be able to manipulate the wavelengths they're exposed to by using red-orange tinted bulbs or using glasses to block out the blue wavelengths.
The free software Flux was designed to make the light emitted from computer screens look warmer and change to match the time of day. Taking breaks from computer use throughout the day and limiting use at night can also help minimize the negative effects on mood and sleep. Katya Ivanov, WUF News.